Trump orders reopening of Alcatraz to imprison serial offenders. President Donald Trump on Sunday announced he will reopen and rebuild the historic Alcatraz prison off the San Francisco coast to jail the nation's most ruthless and violent repeat offenders. In a Truth Social post on Sunday evening, Trump revealed that he has ordered the Bureau of Prisons, the Department of Justice, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and Homeland Security to reopen the former federal prison located on a small island in California's Bay Area. For too long, America has been plagued by vicious, violent, and repeat criminal offenders, the dregs of society, who will never contribute anything other than misery and suffering, Trump wrote. When we were a more serious nation, in times past, we did not hesitate to lock up the most dangerous criminals and keep them far away from anyone they could harm. That's the way it's supposed to be. No longer will we tolerate these serial offenders who spread filth, bloodshed, and mayhem on our streets. Sunday's announcement is part of a broader effort by the Trump administration to crack down on criminal activity and keep America safe. Trump has already deported hundreds of accused gang members and illegal immigrants to Centro de Confinamiento del Terrorismo, the maximum security prison in El Salvador. "We will no longer be held hostage to criminals, thugs, and judges that are afraid to do their job and allow us to remove criminals who came into our country illegally," Trump wrote. The reopening of Alcatraz will serve as a symbol of law, order, and justice. Alcatraz served as a federal prison from 1934 to 1963, but was ultimately shut down due to high operational costs and infrastructure challenges. According to the Bureau of Prisons, an estimated $3 million to $5 million was needed to restore and maintain the prison to keep it open. The island facility has now been closed for more than 60 years. The former military prison was known to be impossible to escape due to the strong currents and cold waters of the Pacific Ocean. Throughout its history, 36 men tried to escape 14 separate times, according to the FBI. But most of those inmates were eventually captured or didn't survive the attempted escapes. A 1979 movie called Escape from Alcatraz featured a story about three inmates who tried to escape the notorious island facility. Alcatraz has infamously jailed well-known criminals such as gangster Al Capone, George Machine Gun Kelly, Alvin Karpis, and Arthur Barker, according to the Bureau of Prisons website. Entity contacted the office of California Governor Gavin Newsom for comment on Trump's order to reopen the prison, but did not receive an immediate response. Representative Nancy Pelosi has publicly dismissed Trump's directive. "Alcatraz closed as a federal penitentiary more than 60 years ago," Pelosi wrote on the social media platform X. "It is now a very popular national park and major tourist attraction. The president's proposal is not a serious one." Alcatraz, which has been designated a National Historic Landmark, opened to the public in 1973 and since then has served as a tourist site operated by the National Park Service. Tourists can pay to ride a ferry to the island and take a tour of the former federal prison. More than 1 million visitors from around the world visit the island each year, according to the Bureau of Prisons. A spokesperson for the Bureau of Prisons said in a statement that it will comply with all presidential orders. Trump was pressed by the media on the proposal to reopen the facility. "It's just an idea I've had," Trump told reporters outside the White House on Sunday evening. "It's long been a symbol, Alcatraz. It's a sad symbol, but it's a symbol of law and order," he added. The Associated Press contributed to this report. From NTD News.